2022 Scholarship Awards. A photo appears on the page, the caption, 2022 Scholarship Winners. Front row, left to right, Jennifer Doran, Jovan Campbell, Colin Wong, Sarah Menefee, Emily Schlenker, Stephanie Valdez, Katie Lester, Julia Murray, Caitlin Barasik, and Nancy Aguilera. Middle row, Michael Harden, Renee Hemmings, Natasha Ashok, Bhavya Shah, Izzy Guzman, Tasneem Al-Shuli, Casey Martin, Selene Monjarez, Caitlin Seipel, and Justin Champagne. Back row, Sean Abraham, Hunter Kuster, Finn Painich, Carla Scroggins, Mara Kutniak, Robert Lamb, Abigail Duffy, Ethan Fung, Daniel Martinez, and Teresa Fabre.
Okay, we've now come to a part of the convention which I know has continued to be interesting while we were in the virtual convention, but we really missed having it live and in person, and that's our scholarship program. And by the way, quick shout out to our 2020 and 2021 scholarship award recipients who are here. Where are you? They're all in the corner over there. They're in the elevator. Maybe that's what it is. They are here. I got to meet many of them in person for the first time at a reception last evening. So make sure you congratulate them as well. This is a dynamic committee. It takes a lot of work. And the person that coordinates it is from New York. She's an educator as well. And I can't say enough about the tremendous effort she makes to make this program fly. Even as we've thrown new changes at her this year, she worked through it all during the pandemic. She's a great chair. Here is Kate Mendez.
Okay. Good morning, President Riccobono and members of the board. There are so many wonderful parts of convention every year, but this is one of my favorites. This is a program of which I was a beneficiary in 2001. It's a program that the board generously agrees to maintain and continue every year. The board this year voted to make some changes to the program that I think will make the program more about mentorship, more about making finding a home in the Federation, finding a place, and celebrating the folks that are honored by our named scholarships rather than worrying about what digits are before the comma. So this year, this scholarship class is blazing trails with the new iteration of this program, and I hope that they're as excited as I am to be a part of this work. This program honors academic aptitude, scholastic excellence, leadership, community service, creativity, mentorship, and all of the things that we value here in the Federation. So it is always my privilege every year to introduce these 30 finalists to all of you. This year, I'm going to start off. I'll announce the finalists by their first name, last name, their home state. And for some of these folks, they've also asked that I identify a home country, and I'll do that as well. Their state where they're going to school, and their vocational goal. We have three folks in the class this year who are Tenbrooks. Dr. Tenbrook was a founder and renowned member of our organization, and we honor his memory by awarding folks who are receiving their second scholarship with the Tenbrook Fellowships. Okay. First, one of our finalists this year is Sean Abraham, Maryland, United States. And hold on a second. I do want to ask that because we are a little short on time, please hold all your applause until the very, very end. I know we want to whoop and carry on for the folks in our state, but I'm going to ask you to hold it. Now, the students were able to do this last night. I got a room full of 200 students to mostly follow that direction. I hope that all these adults in the room will do a good job as well. All right. So, Sean Abraham, Maryland, United States diplomat.
Hello, everyone. It has always been my personal goal to fight the limiting attitudes about disability in society. And I have done this through my intense passion for fashion, serving as a resident assistant on my campus, and competing in college wrestling at the national level. Mentoring youth and helping others has always been extremely important to me in the blind community and beyond. I have a love for learning languages, a deep belief in cultural inclusion, and a strong pride in my own South Asian identity. And this is why I am focusing my education on international relations to continue to fight the stereotypes we all face across the globe and to build a better future for everyone. So thank you.
Nancy Aguilera, Missouri researcher and professor of political science.
Good morning, everybody. I would say that one of my defining characteristics is determination. Determination has led me to raise two wonderful people in my life. Earned my bachelor's degree of political science and another bachelor's of psychology, and do the everyday mundane things that people think blind people can't do. You know, even things that are challenging, like traveling alone or riding trains, you know, crazy stuff like that, right? Why do you do it? And it's like determination. And I definitely believe that without this characteristic, I would totally be a different person. And I've enjoyed every minute of being so determined. Thank you.
Tasneem Alshuli is one of our 10 Brook Fellows this year, Arizona professor and consultant.
Hello, everyone. It's an honor to be a scholarship finalist, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity again for the second time. I am a doctoral student at the University of Arizona, focusing on math education, visual impairments, and cognitive science, as well as like STEM in general. My passion is to pave ways for opportunities centered around access, diversity, equity, and inclusion. For the blind and other intersectionalities. I enjoy very much planning and organizing and being involved, and hence I'm in various advisory boards, committees, so on in the Federation as well as in my community, and specifically I'm the chair of the NFP Muslims and active member in Arizona, and scholarship recipient nationally in 2018, and State Scholarship of Arizona in 2017. Thank you.
Right, Caitlin Bursick, West Virginia, social worker for LGBTQ youth and disabled individuals. I had another line of text there, okay.
Thank you, everybody. I'm gonna go ahead and start off with saying that my pronouns are she, they, and I identify as non-binary and bisexual. I'm also on the asexual spectrum. Yes, there are LGBTQ people in West Virginia. Very shocking. I will be an upcoming freshman this year at West Virginia University. I was newly diagnosed with RP about 4 years ago, and since then, I have worked in combination with my TVI, Megan Hoover, who lives in West Virginia and works in West Virginia and Maryland, to really learn more about myself. And she's the main reason why I am pursuing social work as well as advocacy for a range of individuals with disabilities, including but not limited to visual impairments, hearing impairments, and other mobility-related disabilities. One thing that I do hope to do is learn sign language in the future, and I really, really want to work in combination with LGBTQ youth, as I do know that that is a large portion that kind of gets overlooked a lot, especially coming from West Virginia, where it's just not talked about at all.
All right, thank you. Jovan Campbell, New York, community education.
Good morning, everyone. How is everyone doing? In 2007, I went from totally sighted to totally blind, and I was totally hopeless. And in 2011, I got sepsis and ended up as a partial wheelchair user. And I say all of this to say, I didn't know what I was gonna do, but I knew I was gonna go back to school. I didn't know how I was gonna do it. I just had this promise to myself. And in 2021, I figured it out how to go back to school. And my arduous journey with my health led me to my major of public health, my beloved major of public health, in which I want to educate my community how to not just live, but live a life of quality, not just quantity, but quality. So I just thank you for the opportunity to meet all of you guys, meet my class of scholarship winners, and I'm honored and encouraged to just keep going and not just keep my promise to finish this degree, but go on and get another degree and another degree. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Justin Champain, Louisiana, Louisiana, professor of mathematics. Just a reminder, I know these folks have wonderful stories, but please hold applause till the end. And a gentle, friendly reminder to our class, for brevity, please, if you can. I know you have so much to say.
Laissez les bon temps rouler, New Orleans. I am so glad to welcome you to my home state of Louisiana, and I am honored to have been selected as a finalist, despite, I'm sure that Pam Allen had many protests. Nah, I'm kidding. I love you, Pam. And I'm pursuing my PhD in mathematics from LSU, and my greatest passion is to make math accessible to everyone. So, you know, math is known to be inaccessible to blind people, but the truth is it's inaccessible to everyone. And that's a problem that I want to help solve for everybody.
All right. Jen Doran, Virginia, Oregon, PhD to help vulnerable communities survive climate change.
Hi, everyone. So my academic research actually involves sediment flux and the boundary layer. This is a fancy way to say I play with ocean muds. I picked my PhD advisor because he has open access books with everything that we would ever need to know about climate change, but it's not accessible. In fact, climate change data is not accessible. In 2020, I found myself in a very vulnerable position as the Beachy Creek fire was not too far away from me, Holiday fire was south of me, there was a fire on the other side of Corvallis, and Harrisburg just set on fire, and my husband was not home. So I called my local ADA office and my local, you know, mayor, councils, and all that to see what happens if I'm an independent person living by myself, not in a group home or an assisted living home, and I need to evacuate, and there's nobody. Let's just say what I found there left a lot to be desired. So my goal is to work with my PhD advisor to make this data accessible so that we can be empowered to advocate for policies to mitigate the dangers of climate change that we face so that no one in our community will perish because of climate change.
All right, thank you. Abby Duffy, New Hampshire, New Hampshire, Psychology and Criminal Justice.
Hello, fellow Federationists. I'm 18 years old, and this is actually my 11th national convention ever. My first was when I was 7 years old. I'm an alpine ski racer when I'm not doing school. I did skiing in high school, and I was on the high school ski team, and I will be skiing collegiately. I am also the current women's blind national champion in three different para-alpine disciplines, so that's a fun fact. I have been a very proud Federationist for much of my life, and I'm very glad to have this opportunity here today. I've met a lot of blind leaders throughout my time as a Federationist, and I'd just like to thank everyone that I've met along the way for helping me get to where I am now.
This class has representatives from several countries outside of the U.S. The first of these is coming up next, Teresa Favre, currently residing in Illinois, but she's originally from Mexico and going to school in Illinois.
Hello, my Federation family. When I graduated college from Culinary Arts in 2013, I was definitely not planning to go back to school. Then in 2016, I moved to Chicago, and I had to find a new family there, so that was a lot of fun. And that helped me, be aware that of the importance of having a community. And then 3 years later, I lost my vision, and I decided that I wanted to go back to school because I noticed there was a lot of things that needed to be done regarding our blind and visually impaired community, but also the disability community in general. So one of my personal goals is to generate awareness within the general public about us so we can have a conversation with them and sit with them at the table. So I want them to know us, know that we are people, that we have dreams, that we have goals, that we are not lesser people, and that we deserve equality and the same opportunities as they do. So that's my passion. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ethan Fung, California, California. Operations Management and Environmental Sustainability.
Hi, everyone. So I'm sure that many of you feel that many of the world's largest businesses and corporations are environmentally draining, self-serving, and cash-hungry cows. But rather than beating a dead cow, I would like to draw your attention to the progress we have made over the last few decades. Among our most innovative companies, we have those who are putting a new emphasis on environmentally sustainable practices, which is fostering not only economic, but social benefits as well. This is why I would like to dedicate my career to helping these forward-thinking companies achieve their goal of making this world more sustainable. And I implore you to help where you can and to join together and take responsibility of our future together. Thank you.
Izzy Guzman, Florida. Florida, music educator, composer, and entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Izzy. My pronouns are she, her. I'm diagnosed with albinism, and I play the trombone and trumpet. I compose and arrange jazz and popular music, but most importantly, I want to be a music educator for elementary and middle school students, ensuring that all students from different cultures, backgrounds, and abilities have access to music education, and that music education is accessible for everybody, with jazz and popular music centered in the curriculum. Because when you think about it, what's the kind of music that you grew up with and you love? Songs that you listen to on the radio. Think about it. It's jazz and popular music, songs from R&B, funk, pop. Those are the songs that I want to incorporate for students to learn music and fall in love with music education. Thank you.
Michael Hardin, Indiana, Indiana, social work.
Hello, everyone. It is truly an honor to be here. I would like to start by saying I'm an active member in the NFB Circle City chapter in Indianapolis. I'm a proud father and role model to three children. Prior to blindness, I worked 7 years as a diesel technician. Right now, I'm transitioning into a new career where I plan to work as a generalist social worker upon graduation, with the ultimate goal of starting my own practice. And I would like to leave you guys with a famous quote from Helen Keller that says, "The only thing worse than being blind is being sighted with no vision." Thank you.
Renee Hemmings. And Renee is residing in New Jersey, but is originally from Jamaica, going to school in New Jersey, psychologist and therapist.
Hello, everyone. I will be majoring in psychology at Kane University in the fall. I hope to become a psychologist to help people achieve mental stability and be able to function on their daily, being able to heal from past traumas.
Natasha Ishak, New Jersey, New Jersey. And if you noticed, these two folks are state friends. They came from the same state. Now, Natasha has the distinction, I told the students last night, of having the longest vocational goal that I've ever had to say on mic. So I did it last night. Let's see if I can do it again. Paleoanthropological studies, or law.
Hi, everybody. If I've learned anything over the last several years, it's that blindness does not have to translate to living a life of low ambitions and limitations. I have been conducting original research in paleoanthropology since the spring of my sophomore year, and in a few short weeks, I will be taking part in my first excavation.
Come the fall, I will be interning with the New Jersey Division of Criminal Justice, as I do have an interest in law, and I'm looking to gain some more experience in the legal field to test whether or not that is a direction I would want to go in. I am also involved in multiple organizations, both on and off campus, and I am very fortunate to be able to hold leadership positions in almost all of them, including a disability advocacy and accessibility advocacy organization. And thank you very much for this opportunity. I am eternally grateful.
Hunter Keister, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. Business owner, brewery and kitchen owner. There we go.
Good afternoon, my Federation family. I am studying hospitality management and getting a double major in real estate. I'm also picking up a minor in business. I hold a number of titles, from president of the Brewing Craft Science Association on my campus to president of the Wisconsin Association of Blind Students, board member of the NFB of Wisconsin, and newly elected board member of the National Association of Blind Students. But the title that I hold dearest to my heart is 5 years ago, I became a member of this dynamic organization, and I only look to see how far my connections here will let me go in my career. Thank you again.
All right. We have quite a few members of this class who are parents. We've heard from some of them. Another is this next finalist, Maura Kutniak, New York, New York, attorney.
Hello. These are the loves of my life and the cornerstones of my success. My three bright and beautiful children, my beloved husband, and my friends. Cultivating a strong mind-body connection through aerial dance and acrobatics. My long and winding education journey, which will end at the University of Buffalo School of Law, by living a dream as a teaching fellow with my constitutional law professor, and my service in the National Federation of the Blind as president of the New York Parents of Blind Children, secretary of my chapter, Newsline outreach coordinator in New York, among other things. For all of this, I am tremendously grateful. Thank you.
All right, Robert Lamb, Colorado, Colorado, environmental engineer.
Hello, everybody. Prior to my vision loss, I was one of the youngest certified master gardeners in Colorado. After my vision loss, that led me to deciding to become an environmental engineer to scale up desalination processes to try to help fix the water crisis in the West. And secondarily, I want to work on pollution with microplastics. Besides giving back to the world, I look forward to giving back to the blind as well. So thank you.
Katie Lester. Now, before I announce where she's from, I do want to say our scholarship class represents 26 different states. They range from all over the country, big states, small states, very populous states, states that would rattle if you shook them. But the person who came from the farthest state for this scholarship class is Katie Lester, Alaska, Alaska, social worker, therapist.
Hi, everyone. Thanks. I recently lost my vision in 2018 in my early 30s and have various personal experiences that have reminded me and led me to my degree that I am currently working on my bachelor's degree and heading for the master's to be able to counsel or work with others that have lost their vision or have another disability and struggling or wanting to work through and live the lives that they want. So helping them do that, going through education and bringing more access into the education arena on the college level or any if I can, are my top goals. Personally, I've just been amazed in how quickly and being able to remind myself through the personal experiences of everyone's help that I'm never alone and there's always someone that's willing to help you and support you. I am a board member of the Alaska Division of the NFB, as well as volunteer at the Alaska Center for the Blind and the Visually Impaired. So thank you very much.
Casey Martin, North Dakota, North Dakota, speech-language pathologist.
Hello. My current master's research topic is regarding the issue of disabilities with healthcare practitioners in the speech-language profession. I'm also open and looking to an externship somewhere, hopefully in a school for the blind this coming spring, as well as a clinical fellowship starting next summer through a number of different social science courses. One of my main philosophies is that personal autonomy and independence and freedom comes from choice, and in order to exhibit choice, we need to work on enhancing and empowering communication.
All right. This next finalist is another one of our Tenbrook fellows. I know it's going to be really hard for some of you in here, but I'm going to ask you again to hold your applause. Daniel Martinez, Texas, Texas. They're trying valiantly, but they're struggling. I can hear them there.
Educator
of blind students.
I was inducted into the Disability Hall of Fame from the National Disability Mentoring Coalition in 2019 because of my efforts in mentoring. I value peer mentoring. In this convention, I'm mentoring two students from the Texas Mentoring Program, the best program in the state and in the nation, with the NFB, led by Norma Crosby, and, well, I'm looking for mentors. I'm a student and I can help you, and I'm connecting with all of you, but I'm a new parent, so I'm looking for parents to talk to. Thank you.
All right. Sarah Menifee, Texas, Oklahoma, registered dietitian.
Hi, everyone. I will be attending the University of Tulsa next year, majoring in biology. I was recruited to row on their Division I team, and I'm very excited about that because it was one of my more important goals in life. As a rower, I have achieved two national championships, and I enjoy hobbies such as ceramics, hiking, biking, swimming, just generally being outdoors, and I'm just so excited to be here this week. Thank you.
Celine Monjares, Tennessee, Connecticut, mental health and therapist.
I was the only student at my school to pass all my state dual credit exams. They're useless now because I'm studying out of state, so those credits don't matter. But less than 2% of people pass exams like the world history one, and I was one of that 2% in my state that did. So I learned that I'm smarter and more capable than I thought I was before. I had the honor of serving as vice president of our chapter of Special Olympics, served in Key Club, Honor Society, other organizations like that. And that taught me that I am leading. I'm capable of leading, and I shouldn't be afraid of that. I don't really have a goal right now. I'm in this weird place where I'm about to start college in the fall. So I finished high school, I'm about to start college. I just hope that whatever I do, I can serve the world around me, and that includes everyone in this room. You are part of the world, and I hope to serve as best I can.
Julia Murray, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, occupational therapist.
Good afternoon, Federation. Growing up, I've had many supports, such as my teacher of the deaf and hard of hearing, who has taught me how to advocate with the world around me. I also had the teacher of the visually impaired and an O&M teacher that has taught me how to navigate the world around me, and also the director of the adapted sports program for the blind and visually impaired has given me so many different opportunities to play so many different sports, such as skiing, paddleboarding, and blind ice hockey. Because of these people, I want to be able to do the same they did for me, for other people. So the reason I chose occupational therapy specifically is because I like to call it daily driven, because their ultimate goal is to work with people with daily skills that they need every single day.
You. Okay. Finn Painick, Washington, Washington, musical theater.
Hi. As stated, my name is Finn Painick, and my pronouns are they, them. And that's something that is sometimes sets me apart from others. If it isn't my transness, then it's my blindness or my queer sexuality or my neurodivergence. I've been working on feeling pride in all my intersectional identities, and safe spaces such as the theater community, pride events, and this convention are all teaching me to really take up space as a queer disabled person. In the presence of such great community, I often feel that I'm able to truly be myself. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to stand up here and take up that space, and for the opportunity to attend the art school of my dreams. It will give me the skills I need to be a professional theater artist. I will use that platform as an artist to advocate for fellow disabled and LGBTQ people, as well as continue to be politically active.
All right. Emily Schlenker, Kansas, Kansas, pharmacy.
Hello, everyone. We had such an amazing and dynamic NAB session last night, and one of the things that was talked about a lot was building bridges, and I want to share something with all of you that happened to me in the last 2 years that really brought this home for me. In 2020, I received a very clear denial of my application to pharmacy school based specifically on my blindness. I was pretty much told in this letter that there were three things that I could not do. I could not give vaccines, I could not look at prescriptions, and I could not find errors in those prescriptions. So I called the National Federation of the Blind, and as we talked about last night, we're always building bridges in one way or another, but what I would like to say to go along with that is that every bridge needs shoring up, and every person building bridges sometimes needs shoring up, and I was so privileged and honored to have a meeting that was basically between myself and the pharmacy school and Scott LaBarre and Tom Page, and they shored me up, and I had a very rare opportunity to advocate for myself to the same people who had denied my entrance into the pharmacy program. And I can also say now that not only am I a proud student of the Kansas University School of Pharmacy, but I have in fact passed 3 of those milestones that they said I could not pass. I have given an injection, I have drawn and dosed the vaccine, I have also checked prescriptions, and I have also found errors and corrected them. Thank you very much.
Carla Scroggins is also a Tenbrook Fellow, California, California, Global Security Analyst and Diplomatic Strategist.
Good morning, everybody. Board, thank you for this opportunity. I cannot tell you what it means to me to once again be believed in so strongly by this federation and my family and my tribe. I am just starting my master's program at Johns Hopkins University for a master's in global security strategic studies. Some of the values that we fight for so much in this organization come from our liberal values of equality and equity, and that is all based in security. And I want to find ways to understand that and make that, make security impactful and real on the global sense, not just the regional or country specific. So, thank you.
Bhavya Shah, California, originally from India, going to school in California for data science.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Bhavya Shah, and I am a regular geek. I major in mathematical and computational science at college, bunch of cool buzzwords. And when I'm not obsessing over numbers and code, I do debate, very cool. So I won the world championship, so people don't like to get into arguments with me, except my mother, and she always wins. I care about giving back. I'm a longtime contributor to the NVDA Screen Reader Project, and I also serve on my university's Disability Task Force. And I also care about learning and growing and living my best life, which is why I moved halfway across the world from the corners of Mumbai to pursue my studies at my dream school, Stanford University, which is why I'm spending this summer acquiring blindness skills and confidence at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Thank you.
All right. Caitlin Seipel, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Communication and Leadership in Not-for-Profits or Ministries.
One of my goals for this year is to grow in confidence and become a better version of me. And this includes making decisions, being more decisive, and going after what I want. My goal is to travel and to do what I love. Hello, fellow Federationists. It's great to be here with you. I'm 24 years old. I'm a senior in communication at Lancaster Bible College in Pennsylvania. I'm a recent graduate of the Louisiana Center for the Blind. And my goal is to help people in whatever I do, so nonprofit or ministry work. I'm starting up a platform on social media to be a positive role model and to encourage and inspire. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Stephanie Valdez, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
Good afternoon.
Interpreter and translator, you just hot off the mark there. Go ahead.
Sorry. Good afternoon, Federation family. I want to start by saying that I was actually one of those sighted people at some point that thought that blind people couldn't do much. And when I lost my vision after graduating high school, I thought that my world had collapsed. And that was pretty much it for my life. I soon realized that was not it and that blindness was not the characteristic that defined me. So I am now a major in French, bilingual in English and Spanish, determined to break the barriers that it's put in place by languages in society to give the opportunity for people to have a better quality of life and equality. At the same time, I strive to do that same thing for the blindness community with my everyday actions and changing people's perception of blind people one person at a time, just by doing normal things like being a mother, being a wife, and attempting to launch my own business of self-care products. I hope to be an example and inspiration to not only current generations, but next generations, not by my achievements, but rather by my determination to simply live the life I want, how I want to live it. Thank you.
All right, and not last but not least, Colin Wong, Washington, Washington, adult education and blindness rehabilitation researcher.
Thank you so much. I told myself I wasn't going to go back to school, but you know, life has a way of doing this to me. In the fall, I will be pursuing a PhD in teaching and leadership with a concentration in adult education, in teaching and leadership with a concentration in adult education and professional development. My greatest accomplishment so far has always been my National Orientation Mobility Certification, because it has provided me with an opportunity to witness how a quality education can change the impact and projection of a student's life. It has also taught me that there are many students who also do not get the opportunity to get the quality education that they deserve, and that there are gaps in education that are not discussed outside of this room, including the gap of quality educators needed in rehabilitation education and non-traditional students who are adults with and without disabilities. So my goal is to become a university professor and develop research to improve the educational system in both of these concentrations. Thank you.
All right, Mr. President, members of the board, I present to you the class of 2022.
Congratulations to our finalists, and thank you to Kate and the committee for an excellent selection of a class and for the work that's being done to mentor these young folks throughout the convention. Let's give them another round of applause. I wonder how the board feels about continuing the program next year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded by many to continue the scholarship program next year. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Okay, it shall be done.